in collaboration with other international organizations such as the UN Office of Human Rights and certainly some other human rights organizations, those of us that have been following the atrocities that have been committed over there, we know that they go back as far as September of 2002. And since the International Criminal Court has jurisdiction on the situation in Ivory Coast to go back to 2002, we know that the Force Nouvelle, its leaders, and in particular, its leader at that time and continues to be in a leadership function is the current Speaker of the Parliament, GM Soro. All we're looking for is to ensure that there is balanced justice. Just as we pursued when I was chief investigator of the special court for Sierra Leone, we ensured that based on the mandate of prosecuting those who bear the greatest responsibility for restorative and retributive justice, we knew that we needed a balanced investigation and a balanced prosecution. And quite frankly, that is one of the areas right now that the country of Ivory Coast is struggling from, is the fact that there is not a sense of justice. There's a victor's justice, and that those that were in leadership positions dating back from 2002 to the present have seemingly somehow escaped justice. So that's what we're looking for. And clearly, since they go back to 2002 and they still are very active, and there are allegations of involvement by the Force Nouvelle in the removal of the former President Gbagbo being engaged in atrocities, we think it's only fair in what the people of Ivory Coast, in order to heal the process. So that's our main impetus behind this initiative.
Some people are saying because of victor's justice and political influence, it appears the ICC is not showing interest in investigating the other side of the conflict to bring the perpetrators to book in this directive. What do you say to that?
I know the prosecutor very well, and she is a very even-handed, very astute prosecutor, and there may be some issues that are beyond some control. For example, I know the ICC right now has is experiencing some financial difficulties. So maybe that comes into play, maybe not. But what I do know, setting aside personalities, for international criminal justice to succeed, it must be viewed as fair, free, and balanced. If it is not, if it is seemingly balanced on one side, it will certainly be cause for alarm for the people that would cooperate with the court. Because that's something in Sierra Leone that was very, very important for us. The people had to know that we were going to be even-handed, we were going to be fair, we were going to be honest, and we were going to make sure that those who bear the greatest responsibility were held accountable. And if we would have only pursued one side, the credibility of the court and the level of justice, although not perfect, that we were able to obtain, we certainly were able to target and bring to justice the leaders or the linchpins of the criminal activities, from Charles Taylor to the leadership of the Revolutionary United Front, the leadership of the Armed Forces Revolutionary Council, and also the leadership of the Civil Defense Force. So it was balanced, and even though the people may have liked more people to be brought to justice, at the end they knew our mandate, and they appreciated that we targeted and brought to justice, from a balanced perspective, all those that were in leadership positions. And that's, we know how important that is for restorative justice. Retributive justice, which is what we brought, is essential, but to have restorative justice, which is lacking right now in Ivory Coast, others must be held to account, and it must be balanced, and everybody knows who they are. So that is where we are placing our emphasis right now in that particular area.
I've heard supporters of former President Laurent Gbagbo say that it appears that they are only being persecuted and that President Ouattara's side have not been investigated. Do you think their criticisms and concerns are justified?
Well, certainly that is the unintended consequence of having a balanced justice approach. Because if it appears that those who are in power now are escaping justice, then certainly perceptually that is what people see. And as we all know, perception is as powerful as actually being. So certainly I believe that there is a basis for this, but I think that if the court continues to pursue a balanced approach, I think the credibility will improve, and the people that are certainly Gbagbo supporters, although they may never change their mind about the court, if they are fair about the court, they will certainly reserve judgment if they see that there's a balanced prosecution to eliminate this perception of persecution. So I certainly could agree with you that there is a basis for the perception of that.
The government in Ivory Coast, led by President Ouattara, has made reconciliation effort or gestures to reconcile and unify the country. Do you think that effort will blunt any investigation demand by your group?
Well, it shouldn't, because if you will recall, the president said shortly after he assumed office after Gbagbo, before Gbagbo was arrested and turned over, and after Gbagbo was arrested in 2011, that he would ensure that justice would be pursued and nobody would be above the law. And true reconciliation has to occur when you have restorative justice. And if you do not have a balanced approach, those that feel as though that they are receiving the brunt of this, there will never be true reconciliation. Every nation that has undergone a civil war and has not taken this balanced approach, look, for example, in Liberia. There are people that still want a special court for Liberia, because they know that restorative justice will never be completely appreciated until those that were responsible for the civil war are brought to justice. So as long as you have those type of issues festering, you will never be able to have true reconciliation. So I would hope that President Ouattara, who is a good man, would ensure that he cooperates fully with the ICC and ensures that a balanced approach, not only for the credibility of his administration and for the credibility of the Ivory Coast as a whole, but also for the people of the Ivory Coast and throughout the region, because the world is watching what's going on there. Just because President Gbagbo or former President Gbagbo is off continent doesn't mean that people aren't feeling the pain and the lack of restorative justice, since it is perceptually one-sided right now. So, again, ourself, along with others, will be pursuing support from the United Nations Security Council and the rest of the International Security Council or international community to ensure that there is a balanced approach, because that region is still right now very, very weak in many areas from a good governance standpoint, and it's also very, very vulnerable to other civil unrest. And we would like to make sure that a balanced justice approach would at least bring restorative justice and retributive justice in Ivory Coast.
Dr. White, what would you say will be a possible prospect for a special court in Ivory Coast to do the job that you did in Sierra Leone? Would you suggest that?
Well, I wouldn't suggest that now, and here's why. Because the special court for Sierra Leone preceded the ICC. The International Criminal Court actually stood up operations after we had started our operations in Sierra Leone. And that's precisely why this court was stood up, was to handle issues like this where the current government does not have the capacity to do that. And seemingly, if they do not have the capacity to investigate and prosecute the former president, Gbagbo, then it's presumed that they do not have the capacity to investigate and prosecute those that are either with this administration or involved in senior leadership positions in other positions in the government. So to be balanced, be fair, and be neutral, you need to have, if you start with the ICC, which they've done, and they've gone down that road, then they should finish with that. If the ICC or if the country, and the way that the ICC is supposed to work out in complementarity, if the country has the capacity and willingness to carry out these types of investigations and prosecutions, then the ICC does not get involved. They are the court of last resort. But if they are engaged, they've been asked to be brought in, you cannot only bring them in for part of the people that you don't want to prosecute. You have to bring them in for everybody. At least that's the way that the court was designed to be set up. So if you're going to be fair and transparent, there needs to be a balanced approach, and I would certainly call on President Ouattara to let the ICC finish what they started and ensure and help influence the fact that it is balanced across the board without any influence.
What would be your reaction after some people say that West African sub-region as well as the African Union have failed to put pressure on the ICC to have an even-handedness in the investigation and possible prosecution of alleged perpetrators in the civil war? What would be your reaction about this?
I'm not quite certain that they have applied much pressure at all. And I think it is something that needs to be pursued. Look, it took us a great deal of time and effort to bring Charles Taylor to justice, but it was the right thing to do, whether it was on Africa, in Europe, United States, wherever it occurred. Those, since we started down that road, we needed to ensure that we bring those people to justice. And quite frankly, I think ECOWAS could probably be very supportive in this area. And it's something that I think if they truly want restorative justice within their sphere of influence, which is in West Africa, and the 15 states who are members of the Economic Community of West Africa, would certainly support this because they have everything to gain, because no one knows if conflict could arise in their country next week, next year, or 2 years from now. So I would think that you would want to be supportive of this type of justice, again, as long as it is free, fair, transparent, and quite frankly, most importantly, balanced.
What would be your message to victims of the civil war who feels that the perpetrators are still walking around without fear in the society in Ivory Coast?
Well, I would encourage them to do two things. They have elected leadership within their country. They can certainly appeal to them to apply pressure on the current administration. And they could also apply pressure working collaboratively with some of the human rights groups in both domestically and some of the international human rights groups to bring these people to justice. Because it needs to, the administration needs to feel the pressure from the people. Because after all, if the people do not feel that they're achieving justice or attaining justice, they need to convey that to their leadership. And that includes the president on down. But they've had parliamentary elections, they have elected officials, and just as we do back in the U.S., we apply pressure on our elected officials. And that's something that I think needs to be done, and I respect the people of Sierra Leone for ensuring that they applied pressure to President Kabah, even coming out of the Civil War, to ensure that he did the right thing. And he's the one that called on the international community to come in and make sure that there was justice. President Ouattara can do the same. He's got the backing of the international community, but he must insist for his legacy and for the people of Ivory Coast that we have restorative and retributive justice and that it's balanced. And that message needs to be conveyed time in and time out, day in and day out. You can never give up until these people are brought to justice. It's as simple as that, in my judgment.